Okay, well, good afternoon and welcome to the show. If you're wondering what the delay kind of was there, suddenly I stopped getting my audio feed. So you know what I'm going to do, folks? Bear with me for just a moment. I'm going to run a quick spot and do an audio check so I can find out what's going on. So hang on just a minute. I'll be back shortly. Well, you know, I don't know if I've discovered it or not, but we'll see how far we get. That was really strange. You know, it's funny because, by the way, welcome to the show. It's an on-air readings day. I'm Phyllis King, your host, the Common Sense Psychic, and happy Friday. It's funny because even someone in the queue today who's going to get on the air was asking about obstacles, I think was what it was. Let me look in there. Yeah, obstacles and delays. Now, again, it seems like lately I start the show with this conversation, but it bears mentioning again. I'm not an astrological expert. I have a lot of friends who are, and I guess hanging around people who know about this, some of it just kind of rubs off and you start to take notice. But we do have several major planets that are retrograding right now, specifically Mercury, which always talks the planet Mercury rules communications, contracts, travels, things of that nature. Mars is also going retrograde, which, you know, that's an energy planet. That's what gets us to, you know, an action planet. It's the male energy planet, if you will. And there's two others. I've forgotten what they are, but those are the ones I know for sure. And a quick story, especially for those of you who are asking about obstacles, to give you an idea what happens. And it's not that you can't do anything on a retrograde cycle. You know, I tend to look at these cycles more as nature's way of giving us time to pause and reflect. Like, for instance, I have a class tomorrow. It's a love refresh and love reboot. 3-hour workshop. And by the way, I have two spaces left if anybody wants to come. It's in the San Francisco Bay Area. Anyhow, I did it because it's the perfect time to reflect when these energies are upon us. Sometimes it's hard to push things forward, or it just takes an enormous amount of energy or concentration. But it's a good time for it to reflect and think about where you've been, where you want to go, what you want to adjust, and have that type of a perspective. But let me explain to you two things that happened to me in the last week. And it's really funny because I read this astrologer, Susan Miller, who she's got pretty good posts most of the time. And she said, if you're going to buy a TV or any of these things, please wait till after the Mercury retrograde. And I've been thinking of buying a new TV. And I wasn't paying attention. I've been too ever. I decide to run out and get a TV. So I go get myself a TV. Maybe it was 4 or 5 days ago. I've forgotten now. I get it home and look, it's not rocket science to plug a TV into a cable box and, you know, press startup, right? It just really isn't. I get it all set up and it's saying cable box not connected or whatever. And I look and the HDMI cord is in the right place. I go through all these things. I run to Target and I get myself a new car cord. Then I come home and then I call up Samsung and I get on the horn with Samsung. And since it's a smart TV, they can now get, just like a remote computer tech, they can now remotely troubleshoot your TV. And they're like, well, the hardware really isn't organizing. So I thought, okay, it's the TV's fault. So what do? I pack the TV back up. I head back out to Best Buy, get myself another TV. Same one, but just a new one. Bring it home, and same message. So this time I finally get on the phone with Comcast, my cable company. And sure enough, I have the HDMI in the wrong plug. I mean, it was just that simple. But I mean, I think that pretty much illustrates what can happen on a Mercury retrograde for sure. Just craziness. And the same thing happened with something else I was putting up in my house. So, if my little microcosm experience gives you some idea how these energies play out, that's how they play out. That you just, everything kind of gets confused. You have miscommunications with people and sometimes it can be hard to connect. And everything just takes a little more attention to make sure you're getting the details right. I mean, that's my experience. And I'm not someone... I like to think, oh my God, a Mercury retrograde is coming. What am I going to do? I have to put my life on hold. But I do notice it and I try to move forward despite, and it's just kind of funny. So notice, the point of all this is notice that there are a lot of these energies going on right now. We have four planets retrograding. And so, you know, don't worry about it. It doesn't mean you can't move your life forward. Just you really have to pay attention to details and take extra time. But for me, the way to make the most benefit of it is really reflection and taking a time to be introspective and really consider things and research. Like if you're going to buy something, research the heck out of it and all that kind of stuff. All right. Okay. And as I mentioned, tomorrow I have my class, Love Refresh and Reboot. It's pretty full, but like I said, I can squeeze maybe two more people in. So if you're in the San Francisco Bay Area and you'd like to come, please visit the website, phyllisking.com. And it's from 1 to 4. And also, by the way, check out the recorded show, the video recorded show on YouTube. It's going to broadcast live any second here. There's just been all kinds of technical craziness, as one might imagine. And so we've just been recording and posting it to YouTube. But soon we'll do a live broadcast, and I have guests coming up and such. It'll be great fun because we'll have split screen with the guests and stuff, and you can see them as well as hear them. There's just something about seeing someone when they talk as well as hearing them. Anything else I need to bring up? I can't think of it, so let's get to the calls and questions. We're going to start with our good friend Anna in Tennessee. Hello, my dear.
Hello, Phyllis.
Nice to hear from you. And the last time you called, I think we were talking about the same thing, right?
Yes, we were.
So I'll clue the audience in. You're calling because you're waiting on disability check or something like that to come in. And there's been a lot of red tape you've been going through.
Well, it's been a waiting period because I think that I have completed all of their documentation requests. I'm waiting for the review board, the judge review board, to maybe call me in or whatever they're going to do. And hopefully this is the final step.
Okay, let's look. Let me just take a look at that in your work and money space and what's going on with, you know, bureaucracy is tough.
Yes.
Let's see what we got here. Well, it's interesting. You should have had it by now. I mean, everything in your energy says, you know, it looks like the dam ready to burst. I mean, that's what it looks like. It's like really any minute now, things should start to move with this. So it's almost like it could happen tomorrow, next week. It's sort of like it's just the I feel like you're in gelatin, you know, you're in jello, and it's kind of, for whatever reason, it's just been slow, slow, slow. Maybe your particular agency where you live is shorthanded. I mean, God only knows what makes these things go at a snail's pace. But it looks like really any minute, and here we are, what, May 1st, we're right around May. When I see you in June, money is flowing. So it has to happen within this period. You know, it just has to come together. It just has to.
Okay.
Or else you're going to explode, and we can't have that.
We can't have that, no.
Well, look at Anna. I always love to hear from you. Please let me know what happens. I mean, you're due. You're overdue. You're like a lady who's 45 weeks pregnant. It's like, get this baby out of me already.
Really? Thank you, Phyllis.
All right, love. I do appreciate the call. And so there, Anna is caught up in, you know, you have bureaucracy going on, and then you get these retrograde planets going, and it's like, God, can anything get done? All right, Patty, who kind of kicked off the discussion in New York. Hi, Patty. I wasn't even going to talk about astrology today, and then you said obstacles and delays, and I said, well, I can't help myself.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Well, mine seemed to be affecting most areas of my life, whether it's relationship or housing or whatever. And I don't know enough about retrograde, so I don't know if it's me or when these planets leave.
Well, what's the most annoying delay you have right now, or the one that's causing you the most concern?
Housing.
Now, does that mean you're trying to find one, or you're closing an escrow? What is it?
It means I'm in the process of remodeling, and the contractor keeps hitting delay after delay.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't want to sway anybody into anything, but it is really an interesting phenomenon that when these planets start, they go retrograde, and they go for 30 days to 40 days, sometimes a little longer, depending on the planet. Things really can become discombobulated, and you just can't seem to move forward. So I have to feel that there's some influence of that. So I'll just leave that on the table as what it is. But let me look at the contractor and if he's telling you the truth or what he's dealing with. Well, and of course, everything's connected and everyone is connected. It's like we're all kind of going through the same energies at the same time on the planet, and maybe they feel a little bit differently depending on your geographic region or whatnot. But I'm feeling like your contractor has some personal problems going on. I'm feeling like he's got some other issues drawing on him besides you. And I don't get that he's intentionally screwing things up or trying to create problems or anything like that. But I do think that he is stretched thin and has a lot going on, whether it's personal or professional or both. And then as I look out at whether his vendors or whatever, who he's relying on, whatever, it just all looks a little funky. It just looks a lot out of sync, actually. So I'm wondering how he's doing in other areas of his business and his personal life, frankly. But as I watch your project, you know, I think he's a reputable person and that he will do your job. He will get it done, and it will get done to your satisfaction. But you have to be understanding right now, even if you don't want to be. And applying pressure to him will not help. It's sort of like because he's already squeezed, and that's not your fault, but it's kind of the nature of what happens sometimes. So where are we? We're at May. You know, it could take, gosh, I don't even want to say it out loud. I'm afraid you'll roll over in the fetal position in your house. But when are you hoping to have this job done?
Well, it's not that the end date is what's killing me. It's the start date, right?
Okay.
So we started, stopped, and started, and stopped.
Yeah. Well, that would make sense because it looks like it's going to take some weeks yet to finish. And what's he said when you talked to him about it?
It's his subs getting them to show up and do the work, and so
yeah, I believe
the
that.
Is supposed to be completed until October. It's just that,
okay,
you know, it's the nice weather.
Yeah. Well, look at, it's rough. I'm sorry. I believe him. I believe he's having trouble coordinating, and it's kind of become your problem because it's a problem for him. And, you know, because it is the busy season, when the weather is better, then he's going to be busier. It's just kind of the nature of the beast. I guess you're too far in to say, let's cut our losses and move forward with someone else.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that I think that you will see a more consistent flow with him in the coming weeks, but it's going to be a little while yet. I would say by the end of June. I'm sorry, I want it to be less. And after that, you'll see a more consistent flow and it will be on track. But it's just one of those things, and I wish I had better news for you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your insight.
You're most welcome, Patty, and it's good to hear from you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm just such the eternal optimist. It's a blessing and a curse. I just wish I could give everybody good news. I really wish. And I'm looking. I'm really looking. But sometimes you can't. And if you've just joined the show, I'm your host, Phyllis King, the Common Sense Psychic. Welcome. Glad you're here today. And do please check out the recorded show on YouTube later today, and then we'll be doing live broadcasts very, very soon here. It's the technology is a little bit trying, but we're almost there, and I have some great guests lined up that will be a lot of fun to have. You can hear and see us, but today is an on-air readings day. Okay, now we're staying in my home state of, and you're going to Sacramento to talk to Wendy. Okay, Wendy, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. Of course. So are you out of work, or what's your story? What's going on?
Well, that would take a while for me to explain, but I'm urgently seeking employment. I'm on a medical leave right now, and that's going to be ending soon. I've applied at Kaiser Permanente in their call center, Franklin Templeton for their call center. I spoke to a recruiter a week ago regarding TRICARE call center and Golden One Credit Union and Schools Credit Union. Will I be employed soon, and will they keep me for at least 4 years, I hope?
Oh, my. Well, gosh, you're a planner, aren't you? Okay. All right. Boy, okay.
If you want more details, I'm happy to provide that.
you're wonderful. Oh, my gosh. I'd like to hire you, for God's sakes. Wow. I bet you cross every T and dot every I. I'm looking. That's why I was silent. I was just watching your momentum and your pattern. You will be working inside of 4 weeks, if not sooner. So you have an offer coming in. Which one of the one that's popping the most is the one I think you started with what was it called? Tri-Color? Tri-City? What was it?
TRICARE. TRICARE.
That one, it has the most energy on it, so you have the most magnetism at that location. It doesn't mean one of the other ones can't come through, but that's the one that's popping the most. But I'm watching you employed. I'm seeing you sign the contract, if you want to call it that. That's the interpretation I'm making of the image. And you're back at it, so be careful what you wish for.
Well, something very strange happened with TRICARE. I wasn't going to look through temp agencies, but I recently redid my resume online, and I saw something come through because Career Builder sends you emails. And,
oh, yeah.
And my experience is 15 years call center, very intense environment, world class is what I've been awarded. And so I responded to this, and the more I read it, this sounded perfect for me. So I was very proactive. I downloaded my updated resume into this temp center's database. I called and left a message for that particular recruiter, and I even emailed her, and then I left it alone. she actually called me back, and it was a fantastic conversation. She was very impressed with my professional tenor, and she said, well, the class starts on the very start of May or June, which do you prefer? And I said, well, I would prefer June, but not if it's going to jeopardize me getting the job. And she said, okay, I'll schedule you an appointment for the June for an interview. And I was going to be interviewing this coming Monday. I had an interview scheduled. And all of a sudden, she's very hard to reach. She won't respond. Finally, she responded, and she's, this does not make sense. She said, well, I just been notified that they filled the class starting in May. However, you can still apply for June, but now I'm not sure when that class will start. And that does not fall in line with my training in dealing with the public in call centers for so long. You have to be detail oriented. And the reason why I'm concerned is because I'm a very polite, very detail oriented person and very kind person. And about a year ago, there was a conflict with this other lady there because she was treating me terribly, and with my background, ignoring me. So after not responding to me, I finally spoke up to a supervisor, and so I wonder if somehow this other lady and her connected, and she said bad things about me, even though I spoke the truth, and that I'm blacklisted from this temp agency, and that she's just playing games with me, and this is the TRICARE position.
You know, there's a little bit of energy on that question and what that means to me, but it doesn't feel likely, to tell you the truth. It's almost like, you know, someone would really have to hold a grudge for a long period of time. I mean, it just the energy that would have to go into that, I'm just not seeing it trace back. So I'm looking for a connection and I'm not seeing it. It's not saying it couldn't exist, but I'm not seeing it. And there is a lot of energy on this position for you. So, you know, I would give it a few more days or another week. And if it's not this TRICARE, I really wouldn't worry about it. I know it's hard when you're in that position and you're like, I'm in need, or I need to make this change, whatever. But you're going to be working within 4 weeks, as I said. I'm absolutely certain of it. And I just wouldn't be worried about it, and trust that whatever is right for you is the job that's going to emerge.
Well, I need this month anyway because I was forced to see my dentist. A tooth broke, and I hadn't seen a dentist for 7.5 years. By the grace of God, I got good news, but I'm going to need a full solid month with jam departments, and I'm going to be able to keep my teeth. So I need this time anyway, but she's not consistent because...
Okay, well, look, I can't keep going on with this particular line. I think I answered your question. Now, if you need to put your energy somewhere to kind of get through these moments, I want to offer you my free prosperity plan on my website. It's for 30 days, and people have great success with that. It's in my learning center, and that might help get you through this energy that's kind of rattling your cage a little bit. But, Wendy, I know you're going to be employed. I'm not worried about you, and just trust that the right thing will come up. And focus on the abundance, not the limitation. And because you'll end up getting yourself all spun out and anxiety ridden. But I do appreciate the call, and do call back. I want to hear how it goes for you. Okay?
Well, thank you, and
you're
most
welcome.
To work for you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, reach out to me. Send me an email, and we'll talk.
Certainly. Thank you.
All right, love. Thanks for the call. And I am actually actively looking for an assistant right now. So, yes. Anyone who is interested, it can be done remotely. You have to be good with computers, good with people, all that kind of stuff. So do reach out to me, phyllis@phyllisking.net. I'm going to take a very quick break, and then when we get back, we'll go to Sandy in Ohio. We're going to switch gears, and we're going to talk about love. That sounds great to me. But stay with me. You're listening to Phyllis King. I am the Common Sense Psychic. right. Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Phyllis King, the Common Sense Psychic, and we're going to go to Sandy in Ohio. Love. Right on. Love. Just what I
Hello.
Wanted to talk about. Okay.
That sounds
Do you have
good.
Some? Do you have some? Do you want some? What's going on?
Well, I guess actually want some, but I met a guy probably about 4 or 5 years ago, but he ended up getting with someone else instead of with me, and this woman passed away probably a couple years ago. We have hooked back up, and I was just wondering if you see anything. Oh, you know, we're talking, not dating or anything. Just want to know if you see anything happening or anyone else coming in.
Okay. What's Mr. Wonderful's first name?
Dan.
Okay, let's look. Well, first, Dan. when you hear me stumbling for words, it's because I'm trying to say things in a certain way. I'm trying to phrase
okay.
it in such a way. I like Dan. I have nothing against Dan. I wish him well in his life. I question if he's ready for what you would be ready for. And I question whether he would do the exact same damn thing that you did last time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't have any problem with you moving forward with him and seeing what happens and seeing if things can develop and emerge into, you know, can really grow into something that you would enjoy.
Yeah.
I just think you're bringing way more to the party than he is. So that's my sense on Dan.
Just kind of keep my guard up, and if it goes somewhere, fine. If not, then
I wouldn't be taking my clothes off yet. I put it that way.
Right.
You know, most of us women, once we take our clothes off, we kind of expect things to be monogamous. I mean, that's what most of us want. So I wouldn't be taking my clothes off yet. That kind of gives you my sense, unless you can do that and not. And not feel emotionally attached in that way.
No, I don't want anything like that. I want something real. So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you
I
know what?
Got
Go ahead.
I said I kind of got a guard up, so I'm trying to get that down, but yet not to where it hurts me.
Well, look at. I think time, people, men and women, we reveal what our intentions are. You can see by how they show up for us and how the rhythms move. You can tell if they're going to be there for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just you can still be friends with him. You know, why not be friends? Go out
right.
to the movies. Go have a meal, and see if it starts to go in the direction you want it to. But if you notice it just is really slow and nothing seems to be clear,
mm-hmm.
you know, then I think that's the sign. But let me look at the rest of your pattern, because I do feel like you have a relationship coming into your life, and you're showing me the fall. You're showing me someone who's about, I would say, 5'11", 6 feet, light colored hair. And I don't know if they're naturally blonde or the hair is graying. It doesn't look gray, but fair complected. I won't say it's not fat, but there's a stockiness, a thick, you know, like a wrestler type of build.
Mm-hmm.
He's not muscular, but he's thicker. Very friendly, fantastic smile. Totally the sun sets and rises on you. So that's not Dan, is it? He's not fair skinned.
Yeah.
Oh, he is fair skinned?
And he is taller.
Okay. Well, look at then. If it's not Dan, you have someone else coming in who literally the sun rises and sets on you, and there'll be no question, is this going somewhere?
No question whatsoever.
He's gonna make it. I mean, when a guy is into us and they want to be with us, they make it clear. I mean, they really go after us, and they want to lock it down because they see our value, and they know that other people are going to see it, and they're going to take us off the market, if you will. So, yeah. So you have good stuff coming this year. So if it's not Dan, someone else.
Well, fantastic. Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, I'm glad we could talk love.
Okay. Yeah, I'll break the habit a little bit on something else.
Okay,
and no,
Sandy.
I'm not out looking for it all the time or expect it to be here. I go out, I have fun. I don't go out looking for love or, oh, it's easy. You know, I don't do that. So, but
well, there's
you.
Nothing. There's nothing more attractive than seeing someone having fun because you're like, I want some of that. Give me some of that. So I think your formula is a good one.
Okay, sounds great.
All right,
thank
love.
You, thank you. I appreciate your time.
You're most welcome. Have a great weekend. Okay, and let me find who's been on hold the longest. Okay, let's try area code 860. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. Hi. My name is Raj, R-A-J.
Uh-huh.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. I'm calling from Connecticut.
And what are we talking about today?
Yeah, the most thing is bothering me is about my job.
I figured.
Yeah, so this is I'm coming right now after talking to a few people and going here and there and then putting few words and my resume and all that. So I don't know what's going on. It's I'm kind of stressed out right now.
Yes. And what kind of role do you do? What kind of position are you in or looking for?
I'm looking for retail. I work retail, sales, retail or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that what you love to do?
Yeah, I mean, right now, that's what I need. I mean, I would love to do something else. But the thing is, right now, we need... I have to support my family, so I'm looking for whatever comes up.
Okay. Well, look it. You're in a pickle, as we call it. That's my word. You're in a situation because, as you said, you have responsibilities, people you need to help. So you do have to try and find something as quickly as possible. And I believe that you will. But and since I'm talking to the listeners, not just you, I just want to make the point that doing what you feel great about doing and feeling connected to a purpose and a passion is never the wrong choice. And I've been able to do that my entire life. And if you commit to doing that, life will arrange around the commitment you make to yourself so that you can have it all. You can have purpose and passion and money and survive. So I hope that as you move into this next retail role or another position, because you will be working again inside of 2.5 to 3 weeks tops, you'll find a place, if not sooner. It doesn't feel like where you belong. And so I hope you will spend some time finding out where you really belong, because when you're resonating at those high vibration frequencies of this is what I love, this is where I belong, life can accommodate you at a higher level. And more money comes, more opportunity comes. Do you believe me or do you think I'm just
full of it? I totally believe you, what you're saying. I totally believe you, every word you're saying. But what I'm saying is, would you see something like that for me coming up?
You mean a passion job or a retail job?
Yeah, passion job. But I do need, though, in the meantime, I know my passion job might take some little time. I don't know. But what
tell
I'm
me what
is,
your passion is. Let me hear it out loud. Let me hear you speak the words.
Yeah, I like to inspire people. That's my...
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think so, but I don't know how I'm going to inspire people when I need myself inspiration right now.
Well, you know, it's the chicken or the egg. Something I learned a long time ago is that it doesn't matter where you are, you can always be of service because people need inspiration at all levels. It really doesn't matter. And if you wait for yourself to be perfect and everything to be lined up, you're going to have a long wait. It'll be next lifetime or the lifetime after that, because we wouldn't be on this planet if we weren't always perfecting and expanding. But anyhow, that's for another discussion. I love you in that because I love your heart. I love how you feel. And I know that you can do that work, that you have it in you to be able to extricate your brand of inspiring whatever and deliver it to folks. And I hope you will keep thinking about that and ways you can make that work for yourself. But in terms of a job, just to pay the bills at the moment and to put some food on the table, that's coming by May 15th is what Energy is saying, 15th to the 17th. So you're not going to have any gap in employment.
By May 15th?
Uh-huh.
Well,
or the
May 17th. Okay, very good. That's inspiring. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yes.
And what do you see my passionate job?
Well, you told me your passionate job, but the discovery of that is part of it. It's sort of like committing to yourself, honoring what you know is true in you, and following that path. And I think, as I watch you in the next 18 months to 2.5 years is sort of a window in there, I'm watching you start to get more serious is the word, or more committed to doing that. And it's a belief in yourself. You know, they're like, hey, I have something and I'm going to put it out there. And it's a belief and honoring self, and it's a commitment. And I think you're getting stronger with that. And once you get strong with it, you are a hard worker. There is no doubt to me that you'll be able to get out there and do something with it. But we don't want to have another conversation about that, you know, a little bit down the road.
Okay. Definitely. Sure. Definitely we'll talk about that. Yeah.
Wonderful. But great to hear from you.
Good. Thank you very much for the good work for me.
You're most welcome. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, dear.
Yes. And I do want to remind everybody that we are in the middle of all these retrograde planets, if you just joined the show, and it does make things kind of discombobulated. It just, everything takes a little more focus, a little more attention, and it just takes time to, you know, really move things forward. And it is a difficult time to move things forward. It's just the nature of the beast, and I think it's nature's way of causing us all to move into reflection as opposed to make it happen energy. You know, in certain religious traditions, especially like Judaism, for instance, I'm familiar with that, is it has a calendar throughout the year which causes you to experience. You have celebrations, you have atonement, you have all these, a whole gamut of experiences you can put your life through so you experience a rich and full life, if you will. And I think it's nature's way of causing people to do that if you don't have a calendar to follow to participate and do things in a certain way. So if we don't get stuck on the fact that the rhythms aren't the way we want them to, then we can make the most of them. And as I said, I have a class tomorrow. I'm in the San Francisco Bay Area, by the way. I can maybe fit two more people in, but it's a love refresh and reboot class, and I picked it because of this time period. It's a great time for reflection. It's a great time for introspection. So anyhow, there you go. Let us go to who's been on hold the longest next. Okay, area code 312, hi caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hi. My name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen.
I'm also like your previous caller. I'm also looking for a job. I have a temp job, but it's not working out. There's a lot of work. It's low pay, and there's a lot of germs there. A lot of people sick, and management doesn't want to take action with these people coughing, and I mean, really, almost to the point of where they're really getting sick and getting other people sick. So I'm just wondering if you see something else coming up.
And is there a type of job you want to get?
Oh, yeah, a management job. I was in management before.
Yeah. Ooh, you're good. Okay, I can see. Yeah, you're good. And you don't want to squeeze yourself into something too small. That's the wrong direction for you. So if you're getting nervous or feeling whatever, just try and fend that off, because shrinking yourself or squeezing into something too small is not the way for you to go. So I don't want to hear you going, you know, I'll take whatever. That's not right for you. Let me watch your pattern here. You're actually showing me two opportunities coming up, two jobs you'll be interviewing for. They're both the first and second week of June. Make a liar out of me and let it be sooner. That's my prayer for you. But that's what it's look. That's your momentum right now. And one of these two positions you will accept. And it's interesting. One of them, it's interesting because one of them may not pay as much as the other. Not significant, maybe $5,000 less a year or something. But it has the potential for advancement in a different way, or there's some type of options in the company, which you, the longer you're with them, the more your income grows. So you'll want to think carefully about that. But I would say by the second week of June, you'll be employed and you'll be in the role that you want. So that's why I'm saying don't give up at the 11th hour here.
Okay. Understood.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Karen. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Where are we? Area code 863. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Julia from Florida.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
And what's the nature of the call, Julia?
Legal delays.
Still?
Still, yes. It's down to the last two accounts in their retirement accounts. So,
whatever happened with the life insurance thing?
Well, my attorney said that I didn't have to do it because it solely benefited me. So if I wanted to get it, fine. If I don't want to get it, that's fine too. So
right.
It's kind of a relief that that pressure isn't on me.
So, audience, just so you know, Jules is a longtime listener, and you actually helped me out screening calls at one point, but she's been going through a long, drawn-out divorce. And so you have two items remaining, so that's progress.
Yeah,
you're getting
we're down to the last two. It's just trying to get everybody, because the last one is military retirement, and the paperwork's at my attorney's office. It's just getting her to get them sent off. But it's like, everybody has their time frame that they do stuff, and then
right.
once it gets sent to the company, then the company has their time frame. So I feel like
mm-hmm.
I'm just, spinning my wheels.
Okay. let's look.
Over, please.
Let's look where this is looking at. I mean, at least you're making progress, thank God. Well, yeah, you've got about what it looks like to me, May, June, July. It looks like sometime mid to end of August, this will be behind you, but I don't want to say it will be completely resolved. So you'll start to get the information and the file. I mean, maybe it could happen sooner, but it is done, completely cooked, done by that time. And whatever decisions you've been postponing because of that, you won't be anymore. And that's what I mean. You'll be able to start making decisions before that. So maybe even as early as July, if you've been trying to move or whatever your thing is, you'll be able to start. Yeah. You'll be able to start getting into motion with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
yes. This too shall pass.
God,
yes.
Talking about what doesn't make you stronger or something.
Yeah,
okay.
You and Kelly, I should play that song. I think I have it on here. But
All right.
Good to hear from you, Jules. All right, as well. Okay, so I am going to take a quick break, and I'll be back in a moment. You've been listening to Phyllis King on Common Sense Psychic. Stay with me.
Feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best in me? Think you've had the last laugh? Bet you think that everything good is gone? Think you left me broken down? Think that I'll come running back? Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely.
All right, welcome back to the show. I am your host, Phyllis King, the Common Sense Psychic, finishing up on-air readings, and I think I might have a chat room question. By the way, I meant to say it. I forget sometimes, but I do take questions in the chat room in the order they're received. That's quiet, Kelly. There you go. I just need names, first names of anyone involved, and if it's a property, the street name, if it's a job, give me the role you're trying to apply for or the company name. Okay, let's see who's been on hold the longest. Where are we? Okay, area code 214. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling
Hi.
From?
Oh, fabulous. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I'm
What's your name,
from
love?
Texas.
Oh, from Texas. Jeez. Wet Texas. Yes. Are you drowning over there?
Yeah. No, not yet. I mean,
okay.
It barely rained yesterday, and I was hoping for it to pour down, but it might happen tonight and tomorrow again.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, on the news, they always make everything, they always show the worst spot anywhere, you know, that there's a drop of rain. And yeah, what's your first name, love?
Prem.
Say one more time.
Prem.
Okay, I haven't heard that before. Okay, so what's going on? What's the nature of your call? What's the question?
Well, I am curious to know about mobility as far as with a car, because I was in an accident about a month ago, and so mine was totally gone. And then my husband's car is playing up, which I kind of had a feeling a year ago when it was working fine. I said, you know, I think you're going to have to get a new car, but financially I don't know how this is going to happen. And I'm really open to what, also for me, as far as what's opening up for me, because I'm really eager to bring in that money. Bring it in.
You and everybody I know.
Yeah.
That's cute. Okay, well, let's look at, I'm just going to look at your things, the area of your energy that tells me about that, and see what money and car and all that looks like. Are you currently working?
No, I freelance. So, but nothing is happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, the energy looks pretty. I don't want to. Stagnant is not the word, but I'm not seeing anything shift in your, let's say, your abundant process in terms of how energy is coming into you to receive and then to do stuff with. And there is something about your energy, about moving your energy around some more. So in terms of your freelance work, have you been thinking of changing that up, or what are you grappling with around that? Because that seems to be one of the keys. Even if you just move your energy around, it could shift some other things in your money space.
Well, I mean, because it's been kind of tight financially, I haven't been I just feel stuck as far as being able to get that energy moving, like to go out, or even just not feel so stuck and not having a car. And then even if I take a train, I'm like, oh, I'm going to scramble for money. It's so stupid.
Okay.
It's so stupid. That's what I keep saying. It's so stupid.
It's not stupid. You just haven't quite connected to what you're supposed to be garnering from this experience yet. We have to extract the nugget of why we're having the experience before we can usually move on behind it or start to move the energy. I would love for you to download my free 30-day prosperity program, because I think it'll clear out. I think you just need to clear out, because you seem smart. You seem like you get it on a spiritual level. So maybe you just need a little structure to follow. And like this prosperity plan I have, it's a series of mantras. And then it's also a money statement that you generate over a 30-day period, where you actually do expand your income. And at one point of the process, you'll send me your money statement via email, and I'll comment on it, and then you'll work with that. But it helps clear out whatever your limiting beliefs are about how abundance is created and what you need to do to connect to those higher frequency vibrations. That has nothing to do necessarily with whether or not you get on a train or get in a car. It really has to do with your thinking and how you're approaching things. And I can tell there's some frustration going here, And what I want to see you move more toward is appreciation for the present moment and understanding that there's a reason and a purpose, and see if you can extrapolate what that reason and the purpose is right now. And our experiences are about who we become and what they're making us become, not the experience itself. So it's in my learning center on my website, phyllisking.com, and it says 30-day prosperity plan. And I just encourage you to download it. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people have used it and have had good results. So there you go.
Okay. And what is the site again?
It's my name. My name is Phyllis, P-H-Y-L-L-I-S, King, K-I-N-G.com.
Okay.
And I think that's going to help you, and that's why I recommended it. Okay.
Okay.
Well, great to hear from you. And if you work the plan, we'll be in touch via email. Otherwise, check in another time and let me know how you're doing.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Have a wonderful weekend. Okay. I'm going to take this question in the chat room. And this is from Daniela. I am moving and would like to know, do you see a new person relationship coming to my life? And she's moving to Paris. Holy, I hope you speak French. Let's see. Let me look, Daniela. Moving to Paris. Oh, thank God. You're going to fit really well. You are going to have a great, great, oh, that's such a good move for you. I wish I had more backstory because it looks really expansive for you. So I know when I see all that space coming into your energy, there's no way you're not going to attract things you like. It's going to be about 4 months is what it looks like, but I absolutely believe you'll connect to a partner. And if you're not already moving for work, I'm just watching your professional landscape. Everything is expanding for you. What a fantastic move for you. Just great, great, great move. And you will, this is a turning point in your life, actually. It's not like just you're just going to go there and you know, you're going to have an affinity for the city and be there. And yeah, it's a great fit. So yes, yes to both your questions. And I think you will meet someone that's very appealing to you in the fall. Okay. So bon voyage. Awesome. Okay. Where am I now? Area code 239. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
Hi, this is Martha.
And where are you, Martha?
Oh, I'm in Florida.
And what's your question?
My question is about this relationship I'm in.
Uh-huh.
I want to know if it's going to change or not.
And would you say the person's first name, please? I think I have the energy, but I want to make sure.
Ken. K E N.
Mm-hmm. Well, it will not change without some real and, you know, really holding his feet to the fire, if you will. Do you guys live together or no?
Sorry?
Do you guys live together or no?
No, no.
Okay. Well, here's what it looks like. It looks to me like you will have to really lay down the law. And, you know, I'm not one for ultimatums. It's not about you do this or I'm out of here. It's more about what you are requiring for yourself. And you're making a commitment to yourself. This is my boundary, and this boundary, this line shall not be crossed. And that's a commitment I make to myself. And if the person crosses that boundary, then you take yourself out of that relationship, at least temporarily. And I have a feeling it's going to come to that in some form. And there could be like either even a breakup or a separation for a period of time. And then later in the year or the first of 2017, you could reconcile at that point. And at that point, would be the true test if this person can be who you need them to be. But it certainly is complicated, and you're not going to get an answer overnight. It takes some effort and work and time. So for me, it really depends on how much you care about this person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense.
You sound tired even now.
Yeah, I need a coffee. It's about that time.
Okay. Well, go get yourself a coffee and think about your next steps and be strong and have a commitment to yourself, what your line is, what your boundaries are. It's not about giving ultimatums. It's about this is what I need. This is who I am. And,
okay.
Yeah. All right, Martha.
Great.
Well, I do
Thank
appreciate
you.
The call. You are most welcome. Have a wonderful weekend. Yeah. Okay, I can squeeze in one more quick call. Let's go to area code 917. Hi, caller. What's your name?
Hey, this is Ashir from New York, actually. I was just listening, but whatever message you have for me, I take it.
Oh, well, let me see if someone else has a question then. I'm going to put you back on hold. Okay. Hi, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Randy.
Hi, Randy. You're in Colorado somewhere. Where are you?
Yes, I'm near Boulder.
All right. And so what's your question?
I don't know. I feel like well, it's an abundance question. I don't know.
I know
that I keep getting that I'm supposed to do something creative, and I feel like I try to, like, take chances and do things that, like, towards what I'm supposed to be doing, and I wasn't getting anything back, so then I'm going towards a regular job. But then I keep being told, oh no, that's not what you're here for. You're supposed to be doing something, you know, not like you're supposed to, like, be doing some kind of business, something creative. And
mm-hmm.
like now my husband is having trouble struggling with his job. I'm not making that much money. I'm freaking out.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Three things, Martha. And of course, this always happens when I say I'll squeeze in one more caller. It's someone who needs like 6 or 7 minutes on the air. It's not your fault. I want you to email me at phyllis@phyllisking.com or phyllis@phyllisking.net. phyllis@phyllisking.net. I'm going to send you a copy of my latest book, The Energy of Abundance. That's the first thing. The second thing is just because we're committed to purpose and passion doesn't mean that it's effortless. I mean, we have to continue to work it, mold it, shape it, and adjust to it. And I think there's an erroneous idea that just because you're on purpose and passion that there's never a challenge or something like that. So, you know, this idea that it shouldn't be difficult at moments, I think, is false. And your marital situation with your husband is a separate issue unto itself. And I'm listening in your energy. There's a lot of frustration. There's a lot of self-doubt going on. There's a lot of, you know, fear in essence. And so to me, that always takes me back to your relationship to divine consciousness, which is why I want to send you the book. And I want to have a longer conversation with you. I just can't because I have like 23 seconds left on the clock.
Got it.
But do email me and I'll send you the book, and the book should actually bolster you up a bit. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Randy. You take care, and I do appreciate the call. And thank you, everybody, for being here, whether it's been live or to the download. I appreciate it. You guys have a wonderful day. Visit the YouTube channel for the live feed, and I'll talk to you next week. You've been listening to Phyllis King on the Common Sense Psychic. Be well.